Back now with Day to Day. If you watched the Oscars this past weekend, you weren't quite alone, but the ratings do show it was the least watched Academy Awards ceremony ever, or at least since they started keeping the figures back in 1974, even lower than the dismal showing in 2003 when the event was hosted by Steve Martin. With us now is Frangela, our Frangela, Frances Collier and Angela Shelton, our comedic translators of current events, and you are here with a prescription for how to make things better for the Oscars.
I'm going to tell you, the Oscars has been getting worse and worse every year.
Yes.
It's too dull, especially when you've got the Golden Globes where everybody's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they serve booze at the Golden Globes and they don't at the Oscars.
I missed it.
The Oscars are pretty white, and maybe that's a problem with the boring factor.
Ooh. My eyes were blinded by the Oscars last night.
It was white. Like a whiteout. Yeah. I was like, is it snowing on stage? They get a little dull. That's why, you know what, last year the coolest part was when the rap group.
What, when 3-6 Mafia won, that was exciting.
That was fun.
Yes.
They were excited. It was cool music. It was hip.
Mm-hmm.
And you miss that with a lot of these stars, especially you're looking at people like Cate Blanchett and Philip Seymour Hoffman, and they're phenomenal actors. They've been nominated, you know, tons of times. They've won. And it's kind of like, well,
yeah,
there's Hillary Swank.
Done that.
That's what the Oscars needs. It needs more of that. So my number one thing is it needs to feel live.
Spontaneity.
It needs to feel like this is something that hasn't been practiced 13,000 times.
Yes.
You know? That's why they have Jack Nicholson up front, because
right.
they're hoping
that he'll do something crazy.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes,
and
you know that he's going to feel some chick up or kiss on the lips or
something. And everybody can throw a comment to him when they come up there.
Well, let's say the producer, Gil Cates, goes into early retirement and someone anoints you two as the new producers of the Oscars.
Oh.
Okay.
First of all, we have to get started.
Exactly.
Today.
Yes. Number one, I'm hiring back Debbie Allen. We're going to have some Debbie Allen dance breaks coming.
We need some dance breaks.
Yes, we
need some big choreography.
Flash dance.
We need some choreography. We need
some
choreography numbers. Maybe those kids from Step Up.
Yeah.
Get some of those kids out there in like you know, midriffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need some sexy back.
Yeah, sexy back.
We're going to have booze.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have waitress cocktail service. For sure.
For sure.
Our house band is going to be Prince and The Revolution, or whoever he happens to be working with now.
Mm-hmm.
No more Bill Conti.
No more.
He's a fabulous man, but dead, done, over it.
Early retirement for him.
We'll give him one of those lifetime awards. No problem.
Yep.
We're moving all those technical awards to that other crappy night.
That's right. They're gone.
Those are gone. And all the mixing and, you know, costume.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one costume and set design, but that's it.
But that's it. And you know what? And some of that writing stuff, too, because I don't really care. Adapted screenplay, adapted by.
Yeah, and the super short documentary, super short foreign
documentary. None of us saw it. We just guessed on the pool, you know? You know what I would make? I would make a behind-the-scenes DVD
Because that's what we
want
to see. People backstage be like, I knew it. I deserved it. It's me.
Mine. Yeah.
Sounds like something a little edgier, quicker, live,
and
more live feeling.
It's got to feel live. This felt like there was no reason to make that a live show. You could have taped that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when you bring out the 98-year-old man, that's lovely. Please, and I'm happy and proud.
But that's Thursday last week time.
That's a Thursday last week time. And then you put up a little picture.
You are harsh. You would relegate him lifetime achievement to Thursday night?
We don't know who he is.
No, we don't.
Don't act like you did either.
Really.
You didn't know who he was either.
And you know what? And at first you were going, oh, this is lovely
this
and sweet.
And then
he kept talking. He kept talking. You were like,
come on now, 98-year-old man. Yeah. You got a lifetime achievement award. You don't get to talk about it for a lifetime. Let's hurry it up.
Tell it to your family.
Thank you, mama.
Then
let's go.
People who care.
Let's
come
go.
On.
Come on. You had your moment. I'm not saying don't honor the man.
Just not that night.
That
not on Oscar night.
Not on your night.
Not on my night.
Then you could open up the speeches and they could go longer and then we could hear George Clooney and like
that's a
somebody
brilliant
go,
idea,
like
Angela.
Have a little moment.
Exactly. If we can get rid of some of these lesser Oscar moments and we can give Oscar light moments, then we can give more time for people to say what they really are thinking. That is a night.
That's a
show.
Well, what do you think about that? You know how they use the music as kind of the cane to get people off stage? What do you think of that? Get rid of it?
You know what? Kill the music. I want to see the Sandman from the Apollo just shooting people off. That's what
I want.
Well,
admit
see.
It. It would be so much more fun if Frances and you just heard us yell out, "That's wrap it up!
Wrap it up! It's over!
Come on now!" That you would like.
Yes.
You would enjoy that. We're like, Nicole Kidman, we get it. Good job. Come on.
So really what you're saying is that the Oscars should be all about you.
Frankly, I don't feel like doing it, but as a gift, as a gift to this country,
to the
world.
Public. Yeah.
I feel it's our responsibility to offer
you are just
our services.
Too generous.
We just love the Oscars.
It's for the art.
Angela Shelton, Frances Collier, our comedic translators of current events, and redesigners of the Oscars. Frangela, thank you.
Thank you.
And now for some other ideas about how to make the Oscars more watchable, here's former Seinfeld writer Peter Melman.
When they announce the winner for the Oscar, they should let you know what the total number of votes was.
They need to have a crawl, a text crawl at the bottom of the screen.
And that's LA Magazine style director Lori Pike. Lori, Peter, and our contributor 50s historian Charles Phoenix have some ways to put some life back into Oscar. Listen up, Academy.
Have Cher sing all of the nominated songs in medley form while changing in and out of costumes designed by Bob Mackey.
You should know whether it was a really close one or whether it was a blowout.
The only fun I had watching the telecast was listening to hysterical cracks that people in the room were making.
And, you know, if they did that, then, you know, there would be more gambling involved because you could have point spreads on every category instead of just winner-loser.
Why not have it outside around a swimming pool and have the winners swim up?
Viewers should type in comments, and they should have a very sharp person just looking at those comments and posting things live.
Once you have point spreads, you know, then you have mobsters coming in, and then the awards could be fixed.
Have the whole thing at a drive-in movie theater.
I mean, I just kept drinking and drinking, hoping it would get better, and it did.
And have the winners drive up to receive their awards.
Just funny.
And then it would be about who has the best car, not who has the best dress.
It makes it really much more exciting.
Comedy writer Peter Melman, 50s fanatic Charles Phoenix, and fashion editor Lori Pike with a few ideas for making the Oscar broadcast a little more fun.